to play, and then they didn't have any popular music when I started, you know. 75 years ago, you didn't get much sheet music, only in classical stuff.
Yep.
And the old dance music was just the old pieces. Well, then they got up to where they got foxtrots and two steps and that we didn't just have an ice iron. We just had shoddy's pokers and like that. Well, now it's gone into all this stuff, pretty much.
The country, bluegrass kind of sound.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all gone into that. I don't know how it'll come next, you. I probably won't see nothing different.
Nope. Well, of course, except the rock and roll came in. That's a little different.
Well, I guess that's a little different. A dirty dance, they call it. Yeah, I don't see much of that lately. Unless you start something new. I don't want to be. But a lot of this stuff, old stuff, though, again, is coming back, I noticed. In different places, they're doing a lot of it that they haven't done in a long while since I quit. Different ones call me up, want to know if I know this or I know that. Well, yeah. I used to know the most of it. A lot of this music, it's got two, three different names, though, up through the years. It changes, I don't know why. Now, I've seen Virginia Rio wrote four different ways. I got Virginia Rio what's her name used to play? Any four judges.
Melly Denham.
Yeah, well, that's different. And not we put it for Virginia Rio.
Mm-hmm.
He had a different version of it there. Did you ever see that one?
I have, yep.
I don't like it. I run it over a couple of times. I didn't like it. I didn't bother with it. Some of them I didn't like. I don't bother with
it. Did you ever hear anybody around here play anything other than the fairy dance for the Virginia Rio?
No. All these old guys always played that. Oh, what's the name over there?
McCombs.
Jimmy Adams, Mike Sheehan.
How about Fred Bissell? Did he?
Well, no, they used to play that.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. The old man, I remember. No, they used to play that for Virginia Rio. Yep. And then they changed the march a little bit, different times in it.
Mm-hmm.
They play Marching Through Georgia or Hallelujah or whatever you call it. And they have different marches when they come to the march.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the first part that they did with those. Yeah. Did you ever hear Jack Farrell and Rose Farrell? Did you ever hear about them over that way?
I think you mentioned them. Where'd they live? Caledonia or?
Over that way off. There's like Caledonia somewhere.
Other side.
They used to, him and her used to play a lot around the house dances. Rose and Jack Farrell. They used to change off. Jack would play the banjo and she played fiddle for the square dances. And then Jack would play the lawn dances and she played it on the for the lawn dances. But I don't remember playing anywhere. They might have only in lawn house parties.
Okay. Jack and Rose Farrell. How do they spell that name, do you know?
I don't know. I just know their spell. Well,
Farrell.
Apparently Rose got married and I kind of split them up. Jack went playing with Hey Paul and playing the banjo.
So they were brother and sister?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I remember she was an awful nice girl, you know, she could fiddle too. She could fiddle good. She damn good player. But she got married and I don't know if I'd ever become of her. She probably did by this time.
I'll have to try to find out.
But I know Jack used to play with Harry Paul. I played with Jack after once in a while. And I played with him once down at the Top Hat. I went down and played with Harry's place one night. We exchanged off. And Harry used to be a thrasher, and sometimes he couldn't go. And then he called me up to go in his place. And I played with this time once that I remember with Jack. He had a good banjo. He had a good orchestra, Harry did. Oh, yeah.
Now Jack Farrell was like
Toby. That's the name of it. Toby used to play drum with him. Toby, what's his name? Teresa. What was that Toby's name? That played was up to school that time.
Toby.
What was his first name? Toby what? What was his last name? You know the guy that played the drum with us a little while up at the school?
Oh, I don't know what his name was. I've never
met
him around here.
I guess he played drum with Harry Paul. I can't remember that. They called him Toby first. I suppose that was a nickname, Toby. Maybe Dick would remember. He could still live up so fine. He's a good drummer. He's a good drummer. He used to play with Harry a lot.
Clyde might know his name. The drummer's name.
Who?
Clyde Lyles might know that name.
I didn't know it. Hell, I didn't know it. He ain't forgot it like me. I mean, I can't remember now no more. Remember that you had a motorcycle up there and you jumped up and down the road there all the time with that giant motorcycle. Go to about 80 miles an hour that car. Just the street, see him go?
Uh-huh.
When is your college out? Pretty soon?
Oh, you went to New York once, right?
Once I went. I had a truck with my brother-in-law. A load of beans, 10 tons of beans. Delivered beans down Patterson, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And we went from there up to Manhattan, loaded up 10 tons of sugar, took that up Red Creek. Boy, it was like, that was the last of my trips. And that old big truck, oh dear, oh what? God, that was, oh my God, what? That was, about 60 years ago.
What did you see of New York City? Anything?
Well, actually, I didn't go too much. I didn't like to look at it. They had a shop at a broker house down in Chinatown. Wall Street went right down to that door.
Mm-hmm.
And we stopped there. He had to go up to see a broker. Well, Jim?
You guys get hungry?
No.
Right. Hey, that was pretty good. So you music must, there. You I imagine must, you worked up an appetite, you, didn't you?
You must have worked up one.
Well, I was clipping to the music.
I like that.